This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the Bill Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be involved. I mean, know what's going on around you. How about that? That'd be a great place to start. Anyway, Rick Green from Wall Builders is going to join us right after the break. We're going to talk about the real constitutional crisis in front of us. I personally believe the real constitutional crisis is the fact that we don't have a clue as to what our rights are. You know, and it's about time for some, if it keeps going the way it's going. I hear today that Home Depot may ban the sale of flowers and such. I mean, what's the reasoning behind that? I'm totally lost by that one. So, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. I know what I'd like to do. But maybe it's time for a little civil unrest. You know, I made a comment today on Facebook that maybe we need it because we don't know how to protest anymore. We need some of the old 60s protesters to come back and give us the playbook. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, they're telling us, not only are they telling us we can't go out and buy, not only are they telling us that we can't go to church, now they're, you know, they're telling us what to buy, where to buy, what to wear. Can somebody email, text me, whatever? You can text me TRS 77222, that's TRS 77222. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'm trying to understand. Why not flowers? What have you got against something that, maybe this is it. Maybe I hit it. What do you got against something that would brighten up somebody's day? Seriously. You don't want to be happy, have a glimmer of hope, or anything along those lines? What's the problem? Again, I'll give it to you again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Cuomo, Chris Cuomo's at it again. Don't you love these guys? No, I mean that in all sincerity. Chris Cuomo's at it again. You know, here's a guy. You got to love this. There was a police report filed on him, and I guess the guy with coronavirus, yeah, he's decided he can do whatever he wants to do. Remember, he tested positive for it, right? Now, he had a testing exchange with a bicyclist in the Hamptons. Now, the police report has been filed, and this happened Easter Sunday when you were supposed to stay in. Right? They reported finally with the report filed with the East Hampton Police Department. It came after Cuomo shared a story on his XM radio show about a jackass loser biker who got in his space because he was in the front yard with two women and three children at home. The home is still under construction, by the way. So technically, he wasn't really at home. The Long Island bicyclist, a 65-year-old man who only identified himself as David, told the Post he decided to file a police report. He feels that this guy is a threat to me. He just, I looked and I said, is that Chris Cuomo? Isn't he supposed to be quarantined? After one of the two women there approached him, I said to him, hey, your brother's the coronavirus czar, isn't he? And you're not following his rules about unnecessary travel? Who are you? Yeah, Cuomo responded, who are you? I can do what I want. He started screaming at me. I'll find out who you are. I mean, this is how the left operates. This is how they think. Right? I mean, think about this. But when Rick comes on, you know, we're talking, have you given up your rights? How quickly have we caved? How fast have we said, hey, no problem, we'll stay at home. You know, we'll stay at home, we won't go anywhere. We're good. 855 Real Joe, 855, this Planned Parenthood ad just popped up in my face. It says, we'll never stop standing up for patients. Well, not the ones you're killing anyway. Anyhow, let's go to Larry from Washington. Larry, thanks for calling the show.
Hey.
How you doing?
Man over in Moses Lake, good to hear you. This is the guy that the other night, I heard you, we're circle back to it. Two nights ago I called, I think it was, and I said, all you got to do is put it with a smartphone is hold the button and say, call Real Joe. And it does.
I know.
You got to say, call 855 Real Joe. That's how you got to say it.
There you go.
And it worked. So, it worked again. That's how I got to you.
Perfect. So tell me, what's going on?
Well, I like your comment about the weirdness of this whole situation, and Home Depot reportedly can't sell flowers, and I mean, it is getting to the minutiae of things, and you wonder, wow, is this a test of our patience? And it takes me back, when you said that, there was a movie, gosh, it had to be, I hate to say it, maybe two decades ago, and there was a scene. Back then it was classic, and you might remember it too. Right in the middle of the movie, there's one of the lead characters. He's in like a boarding house on the fourth or fifth floor, and he throws open the window, and he's wearing a white beater, they call it, white t-shirt, and he yells out, I'm sick and tired, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, I remember that movie. Yep. Hey, we got to go for commercial. Got to go for commercial. Hang tight. I'll pick you up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Hold on. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Let's do Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I just always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Let me bring Larry back on from Washington. Larry, thanks for calling the show, and, you know, get to your question because I want to get my guest on, too. I think you'll enjoy him very much. Larry, you still there?
Green with you. Yeah, hope. Yeah. No, you can't hear me?
I can now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm dropping down into a cavern. I just wanted to share with your listeners, I'm in a beautiful place in north central Washington State, little town called Moses Lake. And I'm dropping down into a park that happens to be open called Airman's Beach, right beneath Fairchild Air Force Base, a Cold War B-52 base. this has got to be one of the prettiest places I've ever seen, and I wish I could just put this picture in all the listeners' mind. I'm sure they've got their own beautiful spots, too. But
be careful. They'll arrest you for being outside smelling fresh air or something. You got to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
I know. It's not talking. Right. Well, I know you got a guest coming on. Enjoy your show. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you calling the show. Okay. The guy I've been waiting for, I don't get him on often enough. I love when he's on the show with me. Rick Green from Wall Builders at rickgreen.com. You know what? If you haven't already found him, all right, you got to go over to Vimeo. You know, V-I-M-E-O, for those who don't know how to spell, Vimeo.com. He's doing a whole series on the Constitution. You got to go over and catch this. I've been watching it. I've been listening to it. Helped me tremendously. And, Rick, thanks for joining the show. I so much appreciate your time with me.
Hey, Joe, man, it's just good to talk to somebody rational.
I don't know how rational I am.
Voices out there.
I still live in California. I don't know how rational I actually am.
Hey, I was going to say on those quarantine videos, if they want to see them all in one spot, we went ahead and threw them all up on one page at Patriot Academy, so they just got to go to patriotacademy.com/quarantine. And that's probably the easiest way to find them, or just jump on my Facebook page, and every once in a while we add a new one. And as things have gotten crazy, you probably hear the escalation in my voice as you go video to video, just as things have gotten more and more nutty. But anyway, yeah, mentioning that.
I think everybody needs to go to patriotacademy.com, check it out. It's a great place to send your kids, a great place for you and your family to get involved with. And I'm not just saying that. And the truth of the matter is, look at what's happening in this country today. Look at how quickly we have lied down and said, sure, take it away. What do we care? I mean, if our founding fathers were alive today, they would say, we went through all that for you people? For real?
Okay, not just our founding fathers, man. Just go back 100 years. Everybody keeps talking about the Spanish flu. And if we knew the truth of what happened back then, we would step back and go, wait a minute. They fought World War One, and they finally beat the Spanish flu, did both of those things, without shutting down the entire economy anywhere. Not one state did that. And they didn't, you know, trounce on your constitutional rights. At the most, they closed down a few theaters and didn't have gatherings over big numbers. In a few cities, they did that. But nobody shut down an entire state. It's just nuts, man. And listen, I know you've probably said this a million times on your show, the same as I have. The virus is serious. It's deadly for a small percentage of our society, and we respect life. We value life. So we take this seriously, and we want to take steps to save lives. And we know government has a role. There's a proper role for that. No one's saying we should do nothing. But, man, Joe, I'm telling you, I really think the chaos and the fiasco is a direct result of our national ignorance of history and the Constitution. And because we don't know what happened back in 1918 or at any other point in history, frankly, and because we don't know the Constitution, we're seeing leaders literally overreact to the point of not just unnecessary, but more importantly, tyrannical power grabs. I mean, and I know you're talking about it, but I'm just amazed that, I mean, criminal offense for going for a drive in your car, which, by the way, I did yesterday just for fun, just to flaunt the law for a little civil disobedience. You can't play t-ball with your six-year-old in the park. You can't even go visit a family member. And you can't even sit in your car in the church parking lot so you can worship with your fellow church members, even though everybody's sealed off by the windows and everything else. If you and I had a discussion like this even two months ago after it had first started, they would have labeled us crazy like they normally do and said, you know, y'all are nuts. That'll never happen in America. And here we are. And it wasn't even necessary in the first place.
You right wingers, man, you're way out there. I don't know. But and that's the truth. You know, all these people all of a sudden quiet. We've been saying for years, they're going to take your guns away. They're going to do this to you. They can take your right. Oh, that'll never happen in this country. But look at what is happening. We're watching them wrestle people to the street, putting handcuffs on them. The logic behind letting 4,200 prisoners, nonviolent prisoners, out of the L.A. County jails, yet jailing people for not wearing a mask. Apparently, I'm not educated enough to figure this out.
You and me both, man. I'm not telling you, we're not quote experts unquote. That's the problem. We don't have whatever the scientific degree needs to be. And you know, we both said, I mean, from the beginning, we've said I'm not a scientist. I get that. I don't understand all the science behind how the coronavirus works, but you know, I got a little bit of a brain, and I can read some of these studies and some of the data, and I certainly can understand the Constitution because they wrote it so that we could understand it, and I can read these newspaper articles from 100 years ago, and that's what you got to do. You can't read what a reporter today says happened in 1918 because they have blown it so out of proportion and made it sound like that what Newsom and other politicians are doing right now is the same thing they did in 1918, and it's an absolute lie. That did not happen back then. They're doing something totally different now. We didn't even have an economic – we hardly had even a blip on the graph in terms of a drop in the economy, even as they were fighting World War One, and even as the virus had killed 700,000 people in the country, virus meaning Spanish flu back then. And yet here we are, shutting down the entire economy, throwing ourselves into the highest unemployment of our history, all based on models that turned out to be absolutely wrong. I mean, that to me is just amazing.
All those ventilators that we had to send to New York, they were going to be dying by the thousands. Now we're going to be sending them to other states because somehow New York doesn't need them anymore. But hey,
but you got to give New York credit, man. They are doing some creative math now. You notice they threw another 3,700 on the list that didn't even test positive for coronavirus,
but they may have.
Might have had it. And I get that. I mean, you know, I understand somebody might have died of coronavirus 2 months ago and we weren't testing, so we don't know. But you can't skew the numbers with that just guessing. I mean, if you want to put them in a separate category and say
yes,
maybe the
agreed.
But to throw them in there and say emphatically on all of your charts for the whole nation that is now, you know, that we're now over 10,000. I mean,
We got to get a break. But listen, the upside to this, though, is less people dying of diabetes, less people dying of cancer, less people dying of heart attacks. Because they're all been classified as a corona death. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a minute. More Warwick Green after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With more than 600,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. and around 28,000 deaths, the hospitalization rate is starting to flatten. President Trump says, "We've passed the peak and we should get back to work."
He'll be speaking to America's governors tomorrow, and then we'll be announcing exactly what's happening. You already know we'll be opening up states, some states much sooner than others. And we think some of the states can actually open up before the deadline of May 1st.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
CDC's provided strategies there that aimed at helping our most critical workers, both in health care and in food processing, to quickly and safely to return to work after potential exposure to COVID-19, provided those workers are symptom-free.
Full details will be announced on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Truth.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
I'm wondering, did anybody know if he got permission first to kiss her? Because in California, he could go to jail for that, maybe. I don't know. He's dead, so we can't ask him. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You can text me at TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. But let me just bring him back on. I have so much fun on the show when he's on with me, because he's a real knowledgeable guy when it comes to the Constitution and such. Rick Green. You can just check him out at rickgreen.com. And Patriot Academy. You got to check that place out, too. If you don't check me out, check them out. And Rick, how did we lay down so fast and give up our rights so quick? I mean, I was amazed. I don't even finish my first cup of coffee. We were done.
No kidding. And you know, I mean, as you know from watching the kind of the progression of those Constitution and quarantine videos.
Yep.
You know, at the beginning, we all said, okay, look, if we got an Ebola type deal on our hands and it's a 50% mortality rate, and you know, or 2 million people are going to die, or what you know, as bad as they made it sound, and we're watching Italy fall apart. Everybody pretty much agrees there's a role for the government to play in a pandemic that's out of control. To try to slow or stop that thing. That's okay. We all understand that. But you don't, you know, it's one thing to say, here it is in this little area of the state over here, and so we're going to lock things down, or we're going to control who can come in and out. That's one thing. It's another thing to say, we're going to stop the whole country. We're going to literally not let people leave their homes, even though they're not sick, so they shouldn't be getting quarantined or isolated. They're not suspected of being sick, so they shouldn't be being quarantined. So this is literally like martial law, saying we're going to make you stay at home. We're going to put you on house arrest, not just you, but everyone else in the country, unless you meet our special list of being essential. So, you know, I mean, that happened, the switch from, you know, hey, stay home if you can. You know, those that are most vulnerable, we really do want you to stay home. All the suggestions and the idea of quarantining, the proper quarantine of people that were coming in from other countries, or preventing people from coming, all that stuff was right. But to switch from that so fast to this no man's land that we didn't even understand, I mean, it happened in days. Started there with you guys in California on the 19th of March, and I mean, within 7 days, you had half the states had joined up and done the same thing. And here I was sitting over here in Texas saying, you know, Joe, you crazy people in California are doing this, but we're doing it right in Texas. And the very next day, the governor of Texas just follows the herd right off the cliff. So very few. I think there's 7 states left. what's her name in South Dakota. She's been the best on this, man. She's the governor there is stellar. She's been every time she talks about the Constitution, she says we're going to do this the right way. She's closed some schools in Bismarck and maybe Rapid City, the big cities. But she's like, why would we stop some cattle rancher in, you know, Timbuktu or wherever, you know, some small town somewhere from being able to go to, you know, even to go, I mean, she hadn't said this, but I was thinking about this. Why would you even stop somebody from going to get a haircut if they're in the middle of nowhere and they live out in the country and they're going to their barber in their little small town and nobody in their town has it? Nobody in their town has died. Nobody. I mean, why would it just doesn't? It doesn't even. It doesn't, make good
none of this
sense.
Adds up. Look at the New Jersey governor. Did you see him on Tucker Carlson? And he's being asked questions. And why did you do this? And you know, we've got rights. You know, the Bill of Rights gives us the right. And he interrupted. He said, "I wasn't even thinking about the Bill of Rights when I did this. I was thinking about people's safety."
Oh, I got to get a clip of that.
You got to get that.
You bet you weren't thinking about it.
He said point blank, "I wasn't even thinking about it." I'm going, "Holy sweet Jesus!"
Hey,
I cannot believe it.
Joe, if guys like you and me had been saying all of this on March 10th, 11th, 12th, 15th, whatever, you know, when it was. I mean, look, I quarantined my family immediately. I was like, okay, forget it. We're going to cancel all our speaking engagements. We're going to stay home. You know, we don't want to get we're literally doing it to protect my wife's grandmother who's still with us. And we're like, okay, we can do this. We can do this for a couple of weeks. We'll ride this thing out and see what happens. And so, I mean, back then, if you just were screaming Constitution, you know, it might not have made sense yet. I mean, I tried to do some real level-headed videos and say, okay, there's a short-term opportunity here to let these health officials have their day and try to manage this thing correctly. But we gave them that inch, and they just took a complete mile. And here's the kicker. At this point, it's actually the scientists that are saying, this was a bad idea. We should not have done this. We're not getting herd immunity. The lockdowns have made zero difference. Sweden's in as good a position as anybody in Europe. In fact, better death per million count than every country in Europe except their two neighbors, Denmark and Finland, and they're only right close to them. So, I mean, they didn't shut down, and their economy didn't get hurt like everybody else shutting down, and they're doing fine. And if having a lockdown, if Newsom was so right and he saved all you folks in California, then why is it that DeSantis still hasn't done a total lockdown and did barely anything until, you know, early April? And Florida's not doing any worse than California, and they're the ones with the high age population.
Rick, I barely made it out of high school. Okay, let's just be honest about it. In California,
in that half of the class that made the top half possible.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're the one that did my homework for me, I'm sure. So
no, I was in the bottom half of the class. I was in that half of the class that made the top half possible.
Maybe that's why I didn't make it out, because I was copying your homework. I don't know, but.
You picked the wrong guy.
We got 40 million people in California, okay? We have 25,000 confirmed cases. And now, bear in mind that only 10% of people tested show a positive for coronavirus, right? We've had 820 deaths. If I took these numbers to my science teacher in high school, he would say, you did something wrong. This is a non-event. Go back and do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I mean, and it's, you know, look, I get the fact that we watched Italy falling apart and everybody thought that's going to happen here. And there was there was a few people that were raising, okay, wait a minute, their age of their population is totally different, their healthcare system, socialized medicine, I mean, all these other factors that were different from them and us. I don't mind looking at that and going, okay, we need to be ready, we need to take some steps, but to follow everybody off the cliff, when the data never supported it, and right now is the moment where we should be saying, okay, hey, we did everything. We were smart to jump out ahead of this. I mean, if you're Gavin Newsom or whoever, fine. Say, look, we saved everybody, but now the data says it's okay to go back to work. So let's pivot quickly. Instead, they're doubling down, and they're wanting to keep everybody locked up as long as possible because they know the more damage that's done to the economy, the better chance they got of beating Trump and all their other. Plus, you just got some 10-bot dictators in some of these states and some of these mayors and county folks, they love this moment of being able to use all of this power. So I tell you, Joe,
don't you love in New York where you've got Cuomo and de Blasio fighting over who has more power? And then Cuomo telling Trump, No, you don't have any power over me. But listen, let's get to the brass tacks here, though. Do they really have a right to do this continually, constitutionally? How do we fight back? And you can say we can go vote them out, but, man, I got a funny feeling that they're working that system big hard right now. But how do we fight back for real?
No, they are. And first, just to answer that question, on what is it constitutional? Look, having some measures in place and limiting some, you know, large gatherings, and you got to, first of all, know that what you're doing, what you're stopping, is contributing to death and to the spread of the disease. And so at the beginning, we thought that. We thought that that was the problem, and a lot of people were going to die as a result of doing those things. So I don't think anybody's going to win a lawsuit that says you didn't have a compelling interest to, for instance, limit gatherings to 50 or whatever, or even to say, you know, possibly even to say closing the restaurants or theaters. But that, even then, you have to say, okay, but for how long? And most of the cases on this would say, okay, if you extend this out, you've got to continue to have a compelling interest, and you got to have some data backing you up that what you're doing is absolutely necessary. Well, they have zero data to back them up to say that it was necessary to close, frankly, even the restaurants, let alone because the restaurants could have, the second part of the test, sorry to be in the weeds here, but it's supposed to be narrowly tailored and least restrictive. Well, they could have said to the restaurants, hey, you've got to have only eating outside, or you got to have people 6 feet apart or 10 feet apart, and still been able to be in business. To just shut every business down, even if at your place of work, you don't come in contact with a single person. I mean, you let's say your offices are totally separated. You can be not only 6 feet apart, you can not even be in the same office, but still get your job. Or you're the guy that mows the lawn. Why should a guy that mows a lawn and he's outside and doesn't come in contact with anyone not be allowed to go to work? So I can't imagine the courts are going to uphold these across the board. Everybody's got to stay home. And so I think you are going to see some cases, one, that's going to it's going to come back and say these were way overly restrictive. They weren't narrowly tailored. They did not have a compelling interest to carry them on. I think they did have a compelling interest to start them, but not to continue them once the data started coming in.
Hey, I know I asked you for two segments. Can you hang a little longer? Or are you?
You bet, man. Absolutely.
All right,
no,
perfect. Great, because I still got some great questions. I think
I'll put off my dinner for you, Joe.
Put it under a little bowl. It'll be fine. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Rick Ray.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight man.
We are back. Silent, you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Green joins me from Wall Builders and rickgreen.com. Patriot Academy, got to go over there. If you don't check out anything else, head over to patriotacademy.com, especially if you have kids, or you know kids, or you have grandchildren, or you have, you know, nieces and nephews. It's a great place for them to go and learn the Constitution. I am with the public school system, if you would, and I'm telling you, we, to put it bluntly and simply, people, we suck and teaching your kids about their rights and the Constitution and truly what our founding fathers stood for, okay? Our founding fathers weren't white supremacist slave owners. Sorry. I don't know where that came out or where they were taught that from, but that's wrong. And you need to help turn that around when it comes to what your kids, you know, are learning in the schools. And, Rick, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Absolutely, man. And you know, I mean, we talked about it earlier, but the whole idea of how we got in this mess is a lack of civics, a lack of knowing our history and the Constitution. And that's why we started our Constitution Coach program last year for not just young people, everybody. And thankfully, we created an online version of this. So when all this happened and people were staying at home, man, I have had hundreds of people sign up to be Constitution Coaches in just the last few days. and over 1,000 signed up to take our Constitution class in the last few days, and it's phenomenal. People are hungry right now to know truth. They want to know what the Constitution actually says, what their rights are, how do they defend and assert those rights, how do they properly engage as citizens. So anybody that wants to be a part of that, ConstitutionCoach.com is really easy. ConstitutionCoach.com. And Joe, we're giving it away. I mean, literally giving it away for free. You can take the classes for free. You can become a coach for free right now, for just right now while all this stuff's going on, but totally free. We'll train you. We'll give you all of our materials. You can get together with your friends and family online on Zoom right now and do the class so you can connect with people and have community. It's a great way to participate, but it's also important to do it so that we know that history and we know our Constitution and we don't let this happen again. This is no time to abandon the timeless principles of liberty. This is exactly the right time to learn them and hold on to them.
You know, you sent me a video a while back, Are We Still One Nation Under God? And your hair was a little darker and your kids were a little smaller. but I'll tell you
what. I had more of it, too. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. It was great, and the principles in it are great. And I truly play it in the car with me. And I play it when I'm sitting around doing not much of anything, because there is so many little nuances. People don't understand the nuances that took place when you talk about what went on during the signing of the Declaration and how quiet it was, and they knew what they were doing. And, you know, you made this comment, but you went over it pretty quick. You look at what people have given up today, and I'm not looking for a pity party, and you aren't either. You know, some of us are struggling a little financially, and sales have dropped, and people are hurting, and we get it. And we don't say anything because we know this is what we were called to do. They didn't either. They knew they were going to lose families, family members. They were going to lose property. They were going to lose fortunes. But they knew what they were doing was right, and they were willing to fight for it. And I'm concerned we don't have those people today that do those kind of things, that are willing truly to get away from Facebook and truly go out and fight, if you would. But let me get back to the question I had for you before.
Sure.
Which is,
you know,
we were talking about, they don't have the right to do what they're doing. I don't believe they do constitutionally. And I said, you know, how do we fight back? And, you know, when we were talking earlier, remember I said one of the things I saw in the video was about Massachusetts, which I grew up there and I didn't know this. We were the economic engine for this country at one time. And then something happened, whether, you know, I think the fishing industry, the cod had some kind of disease or something, and it was really causing a problem. And when they were going to do the bailout, the Commerce Clause came up and how it wasn't being used properly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, James Madison, who most people think of as the architect of the Constitution, he certainly influenced it greatly. There were some other guys that actually influenced it more that we've lost in history. But anyway, he basically said, you guys got this all wrong. This is not the proper use of the Constitution. We should not bail out an individual industry like this, and fought vehemently against it. And it was very similar. What they were doing at that time was very similar to what happened in 2008 and 2009 with first Bush's bailouts and then Obama's, both of which I thought were unconstitutional and wrong and only going to encourage bad behavior. I do think the current bill is a little different because it's more like damages to people that have literally been hurt by government. I mean, what we've got is a regulatory taking right now. When you shut down a business to the point that now it's going to lose revenue to the point of going out of business, you've taken that business from them. It's a Fifth Amendment claim, in my opinion. And so really the government is paying damages to everybody for shutting down the economy. So I see that a little bit different than a bailout, but it is, it's still, there's a lot of horrible stuff in there. And you know, I think part of what we're missing right now is everybody just, not everybody, but leaders should be, you know, taking time to calm down and think things through and have, you know, the good book talks about not having a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And what it means by power is courage to do the right thing in difficult situations. And what it means by sound mind is having a sober, solid thinking mind. And so instead of having emotion and panic, we fight this virus with scientifically based, economically rational responses that we can still protect our constitutional freedoms while we do that. But when you get away from those things and you stop being rational, you stop being truly scientifically based, and you start going with emotions and agenda, that's how you end up in the mess we're in right now. So I would just challenge citizens out there, hey, this is a time to study. You need to know what your rights are and how to defend them, and you need to start thinking about how are you going to stand up. And like you said, I mean, it's easy to say, you know, vote the bums out, and that's still an important part of it, and elections are coming, and you'll have a chance to have a voice against these people that have gotten out of control. But in the meantime, get educated, let your voice be heard. You know, I'm getting pretty close to saying, hey, it's time for some civil disobedience, and I think that doesn't mean violent at all. Make sure everybody hears me me right here. No violence, peaceful, civil disobedience. And that could be as simple as, like I did, going for a drive in my car. I went joyriding, even though I violated Governor Abbott's order. You know, or going to the park and or these guys in Michigan, I applaud them, all the people that got in their cars and drove around the Capitol and created the traffic jam to say, hey, we don't need a, you know, dictator of Michigan. We need a governor that can lead, not just have a herd mentality. Those kind of things, I think, are where the voice is going to be heard right now of the people. And so look for those things. I would say to your listeners, you know, tune into Joe every day.
I agree.
And he's going to advise you on these things, and he's going to have guests like me on and keep educating you on this stuff. And there will be proper constitutional times to give a little bit of civil disobedience to let them know where we stand. I don't think they can keep this up much longer. I know they're talking about all the way, you know, into 2021. Even some of them are saying 2022. I don't see that it's possible. I don't think, you know, I did disagree with the way Trump said what he said Monday. He does not have ultimate authority, of course. But there may be a really good Commerce Clause argument here for the federal government actually to be. This is the first time I've ever advocated for federal action. But for the federal government in this type of a case, the federal government could say, hey, you're impeding interstate commerce. When you prevent the people in your state from even going to work, I mean, even the comic book distributor in Texas, the Lone Star comic book guy, he's got 110 employees, shipped out 27 or 1700, I forget, orders the day before Governor Abbott issued his edict as king of Texas and said nobody can go to work unless you're on my special list. The day after, he had to furlough all 110 employees, couldn't ship those comic books to anybody in the country, even though they were stuck at home and that was their form of entertainment. Well, the Commerce Clause was designed, in fact, the Constitutional Convention happened in 1787 because some states were not letting other states bring in their goods and sell their goods. I think you can make an argument right now to say, hey, Newsom, you're preventing the people in California. Abbott, you're preventing the people in Texas from selling their goods across state lines right now. That is a violation of the Commerce Clause, and that's original intent violation of the Commerce Clause, and they could say you can't do it. So maybe that's what Trump was thinking. I don't know. We'll see. But I think he can certainly influence these governors to lift these bans, and even if he has to use the power of the purse and say, hey, you know, you're not getting this money over. They do that all the time in Washington. Usually it's the other side doing it. But I hope he does, because, Joe, we can't keep this up. It will destroy. It is destroying lives every day.
Yeah. And it's funny because the left is totally fine with this. They don't care about the Constitution. I'm sorry, but I'm doing a broad brush. But it's true. When you have people standing up for guys like Newsom, I mean, you know, you realize that California is totally Democrat run. They gave him total control, total power, unfettered, to do what he needed to do to deal with the coronavirus. And the stuff that he's putting in place, I started to tell you that, you know, he's talking about not releasing the stay-at-home rule until there's a vaccine that is done. Or if restaurants are allowed to open, then the waiters and waitresses or service people are going to have to wear masks. They're going to have to go to half the amount of tables they used to have. They're going to dictate to us how we do business.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the strings? To be in business in California, and other states are going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
They're going to micromanage every little thing you do, all in the name of this coronavirus.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're in heaven here. I mean, they were in heaven here. But let's tell people again, because we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
You want to get the constitutional classes, get away from Facebook for a second. You complain all the time about what the government does. Shut up, in Joe's words, and go out and do something about it, okay?
Yeah.
Get informed and do something. Go ahead.
ConstitutionCoach.com. That's the place. And they can watch our webinar on this, talking about how people are doing it. We got people from every background you can imagine that have never done anything like this, and they're loving it. They love not only going through, it's fun, it's entertaining, we're not boring. We go into Independence Hall, we teach the Constitution part in Independence Hall, where it all happened. So it's fun and entertaining, and people will, well, you'll get hope. You'll find out you're not alone. You'll find out that what you felt about America was true, even though you've been lied to and told America's bad, bad, bad. You will find out, no, that's not true. What you felt about America is true. American exceptionalism saved the world. It's good. And you'll find out how to restore our nation. So it's a lot of good stuff. Go get it.
God bless, Rick. Keep up the good work, man. Keep up the good fight. And you know what? And I'm going to keep pushing people in your direction, because you know what you're doing and you help us. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to tell you how to strengthen your body against this virus. You're listening to The Real Side.